Hello, I'm Sam, and welcome to 4 Minutes 2, the 4-Minute Geek Pop Culture Podcast, here every week to update you on all things geek. On today's episode, a review of Netflix's new animated remake, Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, some geek news you should know about, and a breakdown on the biggest geek media coming this week. Got it? Good. Let's get to it. Scott Pilgrim Takes Off is the animated, quotation marks, remake of the 2004 graphic novel series. It stars the original cast of the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World live-action movie, all returning to their original roles. It has an amazing soundtrack, beautiful animation, and probably my favorite twist of 2023. But was it worth your time? Bit of a spoiler alert for the rest of this review, so if you aren't interested, skip ahead. Ready? Okay. This is not a direct adaptation of the series. By the end of the first episode, the series makes an abrupt left turn and goes in a completely different direction. Think a Marvel's What If story with the same characters, minus Scott. And it works really well. From more attention to the other characters to a more positive message, the series captures the energy of the old series while being something completely new. It was great to the last bit, and I got the same feeling I got when I reached the last book of the series. That bittersweet feeling of finishing a story but knowing I was gonna miss seeing these characters again. You can tell that a lot of the work and thought went into this, and fans of the Scott Pilgrim story will appreciate the effort. I give Scott Pilgrim Takes Off 4 skateboard jumps out of 4. Welcome back to the second half. Here's news for you. A list of recent news you need to know. Superman Legacy casts Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor, and Maria Gabriela De Faria will play Angela Speaker, aka The Engineer. A new trailer for Aquaman The Lost Kingdom dropped Monday, November 20th. Invincible creator Robert Kirkman reveals Steven Yeun's character in the Thunderbolts movie during an interview. It's Sentry, by the way. Netflix cancels Shadow and Bone after 2 seasons, and Javier Bardem is reportedly Marvel's top choice for Galactus. Finally, and stuff to look out for, this week's new comic series to check out is Marvel's Carnage number 1, DC's Batman Off-World number 1, Image's The Holy Roller number 1, and Dark Horse's Lunar Lodge number 1. And that's everything. Please follow us on all social media things, linktree in the episode description, like and review this podcast, and show us with some geeks you know. We're trying to grow the fan base. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. 1.